Town meeting voters in Proctor will weigh in Monday night tonight on a controversial land sale. A Florida man is offering $1.5 million for 1,600 acres of town land that's surrounded by national forest. Hunters, snowmobilers, skiers, and hikers worry the deal will threaten the access they've had for decades. But Proctor officials say the deal could help pay down the cost of the town's new water system. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The land at the heart of this story is located in the town of Chittenden. But Proctor, which is about 10 miles away, has owned it since 1929. It's remote and beautiful after a recent snowfall.
Uber day.
Oh, it is.
Snow's crunchy today. Kate Warner of the Trust for Public Land and Wayne Flewelling, a Catamount Trail Association volunteer who lives in nearby Pittsford, lead me on a backcountry ski tour of the property.
You can come out here and get lost in nature, and you're not going to run into crowds on any given day. But a lot of people use it.
Flewelling knows this land well.
I'm what's called a trail chief. They have all these sections along the Catamount Trail. And the section that I take care of is Section 14. And it's the section on which the Proctor Town Forest is located.
About a mile and a half of the Catamount Trail runs through this Proctor land. Vast has several well-trafficked snowmobile routes here, and there's a section of the Long Trail. The Long Trail has a permanent easement, so it'll remain open to hikers no matter who owns this land. Kate Warner says because the property is surrounded on three sides by the Green Mountain National Forest, these 1,650 acres also provide a crucial corridor for wildlife.
So this is part of a 200,000-acre conserved forest and one of the largest forest blocks in the state. And if it were sold privately, it would be a kind of disruptive inholding to the large block of what's currently public land.
The town of Proctor bought the land to protect a spring they used for years as a water source. But a new $6 million municipal water system went online in Proctor in 2014. So the town no longer needs to pipe water in from Chittenden. Last fall, John Gerlach, a Florida real estate developer, offered Proctor $1.5 million for the land. Money town officials say could be used to pay down the debt from the new water system. Word of the potential sale spread quickly. So did concerns. Would Gerlach want to develop the land? Would he post it to keep out hunters or snowmobilers?
You know, once it becomes private, you're at the mercy of whoever owns it.
That's Proctor resident Dave Carman. He started a Facebook page called Save Proctor's Town Forest, which has more than 80 members. Back in the woods, Wayne Flewelling says the thought of this land being sold worries him deeply.
Public lands need to be public. People need access. And I understand private property rights, and I understand town property rights, and I understand economic decisions that have to be made. But it always makes me a little sad when I hear of lands being cut up and chopped up and privatized. There's too much of that going on already.
But John Gerlach says almost two-thirds of Chittenden's 47,000-plus acres are already controlled by state and national forests. And talking about the Proctor land as though it were public property is mistaken.
It's not public. It's owned by the town of Proctor. It is private property.
Gerlach was born in Florida and develops real estate there. He lived in Rutland Town for 8 years as a child. He still owns property in Rutland Town, and 2 years ago, he and his wife bought 577 acres overlooking the Chittenden Reservoir for $2.6 million. That property borders the Proctor land.
And the only thing I really want to do is increase my acreage to make it more efficient for forestry, for basically environmental management, to be honest with you, yeah.
He says he plans to log the land, but rumors that he wants to harness Chittenden Springs to churn out bottled water or do some other type of large-scale development are untrue.
Yeah, I mean, that is so far removed from my position. You have Act 250 and the regulations that you would have to go over. The property itself is just not conducive to any type of development, in my opinion.
As far as maintaining public access, if the sale goes through, Gerlach says this.
what would happen is I would consult with VAST, I would consult with Catamount, and, you know, see what we can do or what we can't do, you know, what meets my goals. But, you know, let's, because I see, you know, it's important to meet theirs as well.
But on the 570 acres he owns now in Chittenden, there are no trespassing signs. And while he says he's worked with the nearby Mountaintop Inn to allow cross-country skiing and hiking on some nearby trails, he does not allow hunters on his property, though it's not officially posted. Proctor Select Board Chair Bruce Boucher says because of how much attention the proposed sale has gotten, town officials want to hear from voters. They'll be able to weigh in on a non-binding floor vote Monday night during town meeting. Kate Warner of the Trust for Public Land says there is another option if voters want to sell. She says the land could be sold at fair market value to the federal government and become part of the Green Mountain National Forest.
And it would stay public. And so it would be not only benefit the coffers of the town of Proctor, but it would also benefit all Vermonters, the wildlife of Vermont, skiers, hunters, fishermen.
She says the deal is a priority for Green Mountain National Forest, but admits it could take several years to work out. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden.